The stories people told on West 11th Street today can break your heart. At the Eugene Lang College of the New School University, St. Vincent's Hospital set up an information center. It was euphemistically named.
I'm going to need for everybody to try to move towards the buildings in an orderly fashion. We need to keep the streets clear. We need to keep everybody calm. And they're going to help you as quickly as possible.
Most of the people who came in search of information about missing parents or children or fiancés and who lined between 5th and 6th Avenues got very little information. They did get lists of phone numbers for hospitals and forms for filing missing persons reports. For those forms, many brought photos of the missing, glimpses of people smiling, celebrating some recent cause for joy.
My name is John Castro. I live on Staten Island. We're here in New York looking for any clue as to whether my son's fiance is alive or hurt or whatever. It's just been a frustrating 2 days. I've been calling, you know, numerous numbers, but you can't seem to get through. I guess it's just so many people doing the same thing we're doing, as you can see.
What's her name?
Her name is Michelle Enrique, and she's 27 years old, and they were soon to be engaged, probably within the next few weeks. We actually had some contact just before the second initial blast on the building facing the water. I guess that's World Trade One. She heard the first plane crash, and she immediately got on the phone and she called her grandmother. She didn't call us. She called her grandmother, and she told her grandmother she was okay. But since that time, no one's heard from her. So,
Clytie Dyer came for news of her sister, Katrine Henry.
We heard from her when the first plane hit. She called and she said that they were telling them to leave. And the last thing, one of her co-workers said that they were trying to come down the steps, and she collapsed on the 17th floor in the building. And they said she was not breathing after she collapsed. So now we don't know if she's where she, we can't find her. We don't know where to look anymore. We're going to go to another hospital. We're going to go to the morgue. We're going to go different places.
How old is she?
She's about 46 years old.
Kathy Munoz stood distraught outside the information center. She wants news of her husband, Francisco.
He was at Tower 1, 97th floor. He was working for Marsh USA tech support.
When did you hear from him last?
Yesterday, when he got to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I spoke to him right before I left for work.
What are you doing? How are you trying to find him?
I'm going everywhere. I'm going to all of these stations where they have listings of people from all over, all the hospitals everywhere. So I'm going to every place that I can. So I have people sitting at home. I have people calling in Jersey, people calling in the Bronx, people calling in Queens. I have people calling everywhere. I'm calling favors like crazy.
As people left the information center at the new school, they often teamed with family members, assigning different phone numbers to different relatives, trying somehow to accelerate this process of finding out who might have survived the collapse of the World Trade Center towers and who is to be lost and counted a casualty of this worst catastrophe New York City has ever seen.